Let's talk some NBL now. Part of this hour for Subway, the new Angus beef patty sub from Subway, limited time only at participating Subway restaurants. Jeremy La Liga, who of course is the GM of the NBL, is on the line now to join me. G'day, Jeremy.
G'day, Kevin. How are you?
Good. Of course, the big news around at the moment is not only the season, which has been fantastic, but the fact that yourself and Larry Kesselman, the obviously the boss, are looking at getting an NBA pre-season game played out here. Where are you at with this at the moment? How far down the track are we?
Oh, look, we've been in pretty close discussions with the NBA now since pretty much the beginning of 2016, really. I mean, we had the Basketball Without Borders event here hosted by the NBA but facilitated by us in, I think it was March of 2016, and that was a huge success. And it was, I guess, their first test as to whether or not we're up to the task of putting on a proper NBA event here in Australia. And we're very well progressed. Basically, it's a question of timing. We're all very keen to do something over here, and we want to help the NBA market their product here in Australia, and they want to help us market the game of basketball here in Australia. So it's a win-win, and I think it's really a question of when rather than if.
So what boxes have you ticked already, and what boxes do you need to tick?
I think we've demonstrated to them that we've got the commercial capacity now to be able to bring an event to life, because it's a very expensive event to put on, and I can tell you they won't be footing the bill. So
Right, okay.
we have to demonstrate that we've got the financial capacity or the commercial and professional capacity to go out and actually commercialise a product like this to make it worth their while.
So does that mean you fund the whole deal, you fly them out here, you do all that stuff? I mean, we're talking about blokes who aren't used to staying in, three-star hotels. They stay in six- or seven-star hotels, if there's such a thing. They don't fly in cattle class. They fly out on their own jets most of the time. So you foot the bill for all that. Have you got sponsors and people who are interested in being involved?
I can tell you that there are myriad sponsors keen to be involved with anything to do with the NBA here in Australia. So, I mean, we're obviously talking with a lot of the partners who have supported the NBL and who have shown genuine support for the sport of basketball here in Australia. So we'll be speaking with them first and foremost. But I can tell you, there's a pretty long queue of people wanting to be involved with anything to do with the NBA here in Australia. Obviously, with so much great Australian talent in the NBA at the moment, there's a great narrative to be told, and everyone wants to get behind it.
So is there a particular team you're targeting in the NBA with an Australian connection that works well, whether it's Brett Brown at the 76ers or Patty Mills at the Spurs? Have you gone down that far yet?
There's not any one particular team. We've spoken with primarily with the NBA at this point, but also we have very close contacts with many of the teams in the NBA. There are several teams who are keen to work with us, but we're yet to resolve what the content will look like, whether it will be two NBA teams playing here in Australia, whether it would be an NBA team participating in a broader tournament with other international teams, or whether it could be some sort of culmination of various players from various teams. So there are various different structures being talked about at the moment. One of the big sticking points is the collective bargaining agreement between the NBA and players at the moment. So timeframes until that agreement is resolved are really unknown. They work a long, long way in advance. So, until they've resolved that collective bargaining agreement, everything's sort of on hold in terms of specifics for the time being.
So what is your timeframe? When are you hoping to do this?
Look, we want to take progressive steps over the next few years. So we would like to have some NBA content in Australia in 2017 or 2018. But I think whatever we do initially, I think that'll be a first step towards, hopefully, more consistent content here.
Jeremy, has there been, we saw it with baseball in this country, where Major League Baseball's had some import. In fact, they ran the league almost in terms of funding-wise up until this year, and then they've pulled out this year. Is there any link that you and Larry are working on between the NBL and the NBA from that point of view?
No, not in that regard, no. We're very close friends and partners with the NBA, and there's always opportunities there for sharing of knowledge and of talent and IP. But no, we're certainly not asking the NBA to help us run our competition. We're only 18 months into the job ourselves, and we like to think we're doing a pretty good job of it at the minute. And I think we've got plenty on our plate that we think we can achieve, and the NBA have certainly been very supportive and very complimentary of what we've been able to do in 18 months.
The endorsements of people like Brett Brown, who's come out publicly and said that he thinks the idea of pre-season games here is a great idea. That all that stuff helps, I imagine.
It absolutely helps. And look, it helps for the retention and signing of new players as well. I mean, they want to know that they're going to get a chance to play against some NBA teams and demonstrate exactly how good our NBL teams are. So Brett Brown's been fantastic in his communications to the public. But then you've got people voting with their feet, like Terrence Ferguson, who gave up the opportunity to go to college in the US and instead come and play with the Adelaide 36ers in the NBL before almost inevitably going probably top 10 in next year's NBA draft. So we've got some of the best talent here, and I think that speaks volumes even more than people saying we're doing a good job. People actually coming and participating is what's really ticking boxes for me.
We're talking to the general manager of the NBL, Jeremy La Liga. Now, Jeremy, you'd be happy with the way this season's gone. I mean, you've got packed crowds, particularly here in Melbourne, but all around Australia. I mean, the Brisbane experiment has worked really, really well, getting them back into the league. So you're happy where it sits, and where do we go to now?
Very happy where it sits. As you say, attendances have been fantastic. TV audiences are on the rise. But I think one of the most pleasing things from my point of view is just how competitive the league has become. There is not one weak link in the league. And you can flip a coin just about for every single match. You'd never know who's going to win. There have been some great upsets and some great performances. There have been some huge come-from-behind victories as well. And that's really what keeps crowds involved and engaged and coming back week after week. In terms of where from now, look, I'm pretty keen to see where this season goes in terms of the finals. It's really still any four teams, and I'm hoping for some big numbers in terms of attendances and TV viewers again, so that we can then really make a case for expansion in the next few years. Obviously, we've made a lot of noise about wanting to expand into Asia in 2018-19. And I still think there's room for some domestic growth here as well in the next few years.
Now, you've changed the final series setup, haven't you?
We have. We've got, instead of three-game final series, semi-finals and a three-game final series, we've now got three-game semi-final series and a five-game final series.
So the semis are best of three and the finals best of five.
That's exactly right. And it was largely a response to the public sentiment it was heard loud and clear that the New Zealand-Perth series last year, which was fantastic, really had felt like it had just got going. And then before we knew it was all over. So I think the punters want the five-game series. It's a return to what we did in times of old. I think we really need, because the competition is so close, we really need the five games to be able to tell who is indeed the best team.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. Domestic expansion you mentioned, and obviously that brings the question of the second team in Melbourne. Where's that at in terms of talks and discussions and possibilities?
There's been a number of prospective licensees who have shown interest in a second license in Melbourne, as well as many other cities around the country also. So, look, we're evaluating opportunities as they arise. I don't think anyone's really landed a comprehensive proposal on our desk yet. It's been more gauging interest and finding out the criteria of what they would need to demonstrate in order for us to give it the go-ahead. Look, there's certainly plenty of interest out there.
Would you be looking at a second major venue? I mean, and does that then become a geographical question as much as it becomes anything else?
It's a very good question. I mean, venue availability here in Melbourne is already pretty tight, and you'll of course see Melbourne United out at the State Netball and Hockey Centre for a couple of games this month because of the Australian Open. So. Yep. Look, we really would like to see a purpose-built basketball stadium in Melbourne at some point in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, the Victorian government is extremely progressive in that regard, and there have been plenty of conversations about the development of further venues. So we would like to see some consideration for basketball thrown into the mix there so that we can have two teams in Melbourne with their own venue and that we can fill out every week, I'm sure.
Yep. Jeremy, great to catch up. Thank you. Good luck with getting an NBA team out here in terms of some pre-season games. Hopefully get you two NBA teams playing against each other or playing against an Australian, combined Australian team. However it works, it'd be fantastic to have, you know, some of those great names, whether it be, you know, LeBron or Curry or Westbrook or whoever. It would be fantastic to have them in this country. Good luck with that. Hope it comes off.
Thanks very much, Kevin. We'll keep pushing and we'll keep you updated.
Good stuff. Jeremy La Liga there, the CEO of the NBL. I downgraded him, but we've upgraded him again to the CEO position, which is his right title. You do get your right whack around here.